This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour now, Monday on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jen Jen out today, back mañana. Here we are. In the midst of all the things that have happened this past weekend, things to talk about and enjoy, the Pope always gives me a smile. The Pope always gives us all something good to think about. He took a trip to Egypt over the weekend and had a really strong message about religious violence. As we all know, the religious violence in the form of Muslims and Jews fighting with each other, and they have for centuries. The Catholic Church certainly is no stranger to this, creating all kinds of problems in the 15th century, with the Inquisition. There has been, in the name of religion, all religions, all kinds of violence, and obviously it denigrates what religion is supposed to all be about. So he called specifically this weekend for Christian-Muslim unity, seeking to comfort the Catholic population. You'd be surprised how many Catholics there are, not only just in Egypt, but all around the Middle East, Christians in general, the Catholic population. The Pope has been all over the place. This, I think, his first visit to Egypt by any Pope for quite a long time. The church bombings that took place there. I think that a lot of times the Catholics don't pay much attention to the Coptic Protestant or Christian religions, but he made attention to that, made a point to visit that church, as a matter of fact. So sending this message against religious violence, we had a mass at a big stadium near Cairo, 15,000 people showed up, and people were again, Catholics, the Egyptians? What about the Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood? Where are they? There are a lot of people that have strange ideas about what's real. And as I've said any number of times, because I think traveling is the best way to educate yourself, seeing what actually is going on elsewhere, and then you don't have the same stupid attitudes towards things that some people do. The Protestants, the Catholics, actually, you don't see many Catholics in Jerusalem, just mostly Protestants. You can see the merchants, the Muslim merchants and the Jewish merchants all together. They work together fine. They live in the same neighborhoods. Children go to school together. No problem. It's only when governments get involved that there is a problem. Or pseudo-governments like Daesh that want to get into everybody's face. Anyway, the Pope said something about the president there getting involved in stifling free press. There has been that. So the Pope, speaking directly to the president, said, it is our duty to dismantle deadly ideas and extremist ideologies. I think Egypt has been shored up a lot by the United States, as has Israel. You know, in the Six-Day War in 67, the way it got settled was the United States agreed to give both sides $4 billion a year in aid. And so that's when the Sinai opened up and things got peaceful. Bingo. It's all about, it usually is, money. Pope's not about money, though. Pope's about good thinking and bringing people together. And I think he speaks with power and authority because, as I've said 100 times, if I've said it once, as far as I'm concerned, he's the only true leader in the world today. And whether it's government, I don't care what it is, he's a leader and someone to be followed, somebody to be acknowledged, somebody to pay attention to.
Yeah.
He's
really inspirational. I mean, I'm just a huge fan of his,
absolutely.
And I think he's so inspirational,
yep,
for a younger generation,
yep,
which, you know, may sort of be
not paying much attention to religion.
Yeah, it's not even so much about religion, but it just, you know, he's not. We just, anybody who's younger today, you've grown up in this politically divided world, and it's so nice to have one voice of reason, and he really has been that, and it's incredible. I mean, other generations have had Dr. King, or they've had Nelson Mandela, or they've had somebody, you know, who has sort of risen above the fray. And I feel like now we have this Pope, even if you're not religious at all, even if you're not Christian, it doesn't matter. Just to have one spiritual person. Yeah, it's really wonderful. I hope that his health remains strong, and I hope he can keep doing a great job for many years to come.
Speaking of personalities, it's too bad Jennifer wasn't here. We ought to save this maybe for tomorrow. That Milo Yiannopoulos, how do you pronounce his name?
I don't even care.
Yiannopoulos. $12 million to build a new right-to-the-wall media company. It's not a media company. Well, I suppose it is.
It's a platform for more of his antics.
Yeah, right. And so maybe there. It's called Milo Inc. a twerp. He is. He's a twerp.
You want some breaking news?
Yes!
Ryan Seacrest is Kelly Ripa's new co-host.
That's good. That's a good move. Good move on both of their parts. That's a very good move for him and for the program. Most of those other people that have been in and out of there, trying here and there, this is in the making for a while. Seacrest has a following.
I'm very surprised, though. I mean, he's
a younger following.
Yeah, I mean, but he's so anchored into L.A.
Well,
this is, you know, that's a big move to New York.
Have
I just
to
don't
unanchor himself.
Yeah, I don't see him as a New Yorker, but he will be now.
But it's pretty easy. I mean, at this point in his life, he's got to be able to have access to a private jet, so you can go back and forth pretty easily.
He certainly has the money. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to go to do some work in L.A. and you got to come back overnight, you get a plane with a bed in it. That's not unheard of. That happens a lot with people. No, I'm serious.
I know, but that's tough. You know, it's tough on his private life. That's tough.
For a while, it may be worth it for him. He's sort of trying to orchestrate himself. And I'm sure that there were plenty. I'm betting that you will find that there's a side deal for other ABC programs.
Of course.
In there.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, don't I remember seeing, because there's a move to revive American Idol, and the networks were trying. Fox said, okay, yeah, we're going to look at this again. Mm-hmm. But NBC and ABC both said they were interested as well. Yep. I'm betting there's something cooking there.
You think it's going to end up on ABC?
I would be very surprised if it did.
I don't understand. Are there still people out there asking to watch American Idol?
Well, even when they went away, they had twice as many listeners as the average TV show on any night in, you know, any of these average shows. If they get 6-8 million people who watch them, that's considered a success. Wasn't it 10 million for the average episode of 24 had 10 million. The first night was, I think it was when the, I was at the football game, 13 million people watched it. Designated Survivor, they think that it's a good show if it has 9 or 10 million people watching it. Same thing with that new show, Bull, on CBS.
Yeah, maybe it was just me, but I was over it since, like, the third or fourth season. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I never watched it at all.
It's just crazy that a show can stay successful with no one.
Well, like, I didn't same thing about The Voice, or...
Well, no, The Voice changes every season, though, and that's what I think it refreshes the judges and the mentors and everything. I think The Voice is, that model is a lot more intriguing and can go further. It can go the distance more.
I think
but, like, look at people who still watch Survivor. I've never seen a single episode. It's been on for, like, 30 years now or something, right? 20-something?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Television Report up next year. It's 15 past the hour.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo!
saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's see what we've got going on here. We had the report that Ryan Seacrest is going to go to ABC to be on Kelly and Ryan. And so now, fast forward to the ABC focus on Roseanne, which reportedly is coming back to TV. 9 years on ABC, and so with the revival success of Gilmore Girls, Will and Grace, X-Files, this is the reboot. I'm looking at a picture of Roseanne Barr and Sarah Gilbert, Laurie Metcalf, John Goodman. How does this work as a retread? What do we think? Yes? No?
I never liked the first one, so I'm not going to... I found that show to be just depressing and awful. Uh-huh. I know people loved it, but I just... I could never get into it.
Yeah. Well, Goodman is the most popular of all these people. He's a very successful character actor.
Yeah.
And this would require him coming away from what he's been doing. He's doing 3 or 4 movies a year. I think he has been on... Wasn't he on another television show, too? Did I see that?
He was, the last thing, I love him, but the last thing I saw him on, he did the first season of the HBO show Tremé, about New Orleans at post-Katrina, and he was excellent on that,
yeah,
but that's the last thing I really saw him in.
Yeah, no, he's very good, so that'll be cool. Tell me whether this is a TV story or not. We were yakking about this, I think, off the air on Friday. Ludacris and Demi Lovato and Backstreet Boys,
mm-hmm.
Appearing on the new competition series Best Song Ever, which is on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of, was YouTube trying to be like Amazon and Apple and Netflix? They want to do their own shows for YouTube? What is
that? That is exactly what they're doing. YouTube actually has a new live television service.
Really?
So, like, if you have DirecTV Now, or like I have PlayStation View, or Sling, or any of those digital live cable, you get cable and you get network, and YouTube also has their own TV network now.
So they're going to have these people cover popular songs? Is that the idea?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
An interesting idea.
There's also another new show that looks really fun.
Ryan is producing this, by the way.
Ryan's got his Seacrest. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. There's another new show. I don't know if you've seen the ad for it yet. I think it's called Beat Shazam.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that. I'm so excited for that show.
What is that about?
It's basically a reboot of Name That Tune. But you have to. You know the app,
really?
Shazam? Have you ever seen that app, Doug?
Yeah. I was one of the ones considered. That was, the game show that I talked about that I was considered for a dozen or more years ago. I don't remember. It was Name That Tune.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they've brought it back and they've rebooted
it. Who's
the
host?
It looks Jamie Foxx.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's going to be great. I mean, the Shazam app, if you're not familiar with it, it's an app on your phone. So wherever you are, if you hear a song and you don't know what the song is and you want to know,
hold it up.
So essentially, the game show is, can you name the song before Shazam can?
Wow.
Which
I'd watch that.
Yeah, me too. I think it's a brilliant concept. I love it.
Yeah. All right, what's on TV tonight? What did we watch? I didn't watch any TV last night. I missed Madam Secretary and NCIS. So what did anybody watch anything good over the weekend?
No, I was so busy. I didn't see any TV. No,
right, so
I didn't see any of the correspondent stuff either. Tonight there's a double elimination on week 7 of Dancing with the Stars. The theme tonight is A Night at the Movies. Antiques Roadshow has been doing a 3-part series all about Cassius Clay, the 1964. He basically had signed some stuff, and it was unearthed recently, so people are trying to figure out how much that's worth now. And then there's a new Gotham at 8 on Fox, and a new Kevin Can Wait also on CBS tonight. That show seems to be good. And then it's the NBA playoffs.
21 after the hour, a DJ B show.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
We can print same or next day.
Oh, but my budget has...
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Little house, it's so alone. It needs someone to call it home, sweet home. When I'm traveling, I'm on my way, and I'm going back today. Going back to that little house on the hill. On the hill,
on the hill,
on the hill,
on the hill.
He's not out yet. Don't count him out. 84 years old, Willie Nelson had his birthday this weekend, celebrated by releasing a brand new album called God's Problem Child. Ain't that the truth? So here are three of the new tracks from this new album. First one's called Little House on the Hill. Let's listen. Crack it up here, will you please? Willie Nelson. Pretty traditional with the harmonic and all that good stuff, those touches.
That little house has weathered many storms. It's a place that feels so cozy and so warm. It's waiting there for me, and it's where I'm
I like this.
Yeah.
All right. Pretty simple, straightforward stuff. It's him and his character and his voice carry the day. His voice doesn't sound like he's 84. Doesn't sound any different to me than he did 30 years ago, as far as that's concerned. All right, let's see what else have we got to offer here. This is a song called He Won't Ever Be Gone, written about Merle Haggard, who was one of his best friends in life.
Mama tried to understand, left us a lifetime of song. And he won't ever be gone. We were friends right from the start. We shared some high times. I would sing some songs he wrote. He would sing a few of mine. The music made us brothers till the end. And not a day goes by that I don't miss him. He won't ever be gone.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah, that sounded it's just so Willie.
All right, great.
Yep. Now the featured song in the new Willie Nelson album called God's Problem Child is about him. It's called Still Not Dead.
The internet said I had passed away. If I died, I wasn't dead to stay. woke up still not dead again today. I woke up still not dead again today.
Yep.
The gardener did not find me that way. You can't believe a word that people say. And I woke up still not dead again today. I run up and down the road, making music as I go. They say my face would kill.
Run up and down the road, making music as I go.
But I've never been accused of being normal anyway. And I woke up still not dead again today.
Is that great?
Look, so good. I love that he talks about the gardener didn't find him.
Yeah.
He's just such an amazing storyteller.
When you listen to him, when you listen to the word, listen to his voice, you have to smile. I can't imagine not smiling listening to stuff, whether it's this kind of thing or On the Road Again, whatever his traditional songs are. You can go back and play those things over and over again, and he sounds good. Now, I don't know how much of this may be worked over in the studio electronically, because when I saw him a year ago last September at Farm Aid, he wasn't at his best.
You know what, though? I watched a live performance of this song before he released the studio version. I actually think he sounded better in the live version.
Really?
He sounded really animated and fun, so I think he still got it.
Good. Nothing wrong with that. Proving once again that age will not be a qualifier for your success in life. 28 minutes after the hour on the DJB Show.
I died twice yesterday. I woke up still.
Better lighting and marking of farm equipment leads to fewer highway crashes. The successful farming radio magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for life.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion. To be part of a bigger picture, this is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
A University of Iowa College of Public Health study reveals that fewer highway crashes involving farm equipment occur in states with more stringent lighting and marking policies. Dr. Marizen Ramirez, who is now at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health, was at the University of Iowa before and led the study. She says the study included 9 Midwest states and correlated crash statistics with how closely state regulations followed standards recommended by the American Society of Agricultural and Biological Engineers.
You know, it was really striking evidence for us because it does provide the evidence that these policies do matter, and that the standards offered by ASAVE seem to be strongly associated with reduced crashes. They seem to be protective.
Ramirez says a lot of factors play into the cause of these crashes, but the study indicates that better regulation of lighting and marking equipment helps.
What we want to do is manage risk and hopefully reduce the risk using simple strategies of prevention.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Monday, still upon us, another half hour of conversation, courtesy of the DJV gang. Jennifer Horn is in absentia today. However, leading the charge with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Victoria Keelan, and the lovely Kara Schillen. Not to say that Victoria's not lovely, but I think it sounds like a sexist comment.
So it's only okay to say it to me, then.
Yeah, right, I think it's all right. Okay, do you know how much money Bill O'Reilly produced for the Fox News Channel over his 21-year run there?
Probably a lot. Wasn't he their top moneymaker?
Yep. Guess what?
$100 million?
$100 million.
Ugh. $100 million.
Keep going.
Couple hundred?
Keep going.
$1 billion?
Yep.
Really?
Bill O'Reilly was responsible for $1 billion plus. So as he's walked the plank with his check, some say his last check last week was for $25 million. Others say $40 million. Others say $45 million. Whatever it was, he addressed it somewhat in that first podcast that he did.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, the idea here, I just thought it was interesting that he got $45 million. Roger Ailes had a $65 million golden parachute to get out of there. So it just goes to prove you that even though it's bad PR, it's okay to be a sexual pervert. What else does that tell you?
Right.
What does it tell you?
That's
what
true.
It tells you.
Yep.
Pay him off, get rid of him, acknowledge that the guys are scumbums, and there it goes.
Did you notice that I saw a preview, I think it was towards the end of last week, one of the new or the newest episode of Law and Order is, you can see it's obviously about Bill O'Reilly.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know how they so quickly turn headlines into that, actual scripts
that show
and shows.
Is, that show is built on a month. They turn that around in a month.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. But most of the, and the reason I say that is because most of the network shows are turned around in 3 to 4 months.
Mm.
But they turn that show around in a month. All right. Speaking of perverts, there's this controversy you may or may not have seen it, but it tells your story. There's a chess tournament, a national, international chess tournament going on, and it involves a controversy not about playing the game, but about what one of the 12-year-old girls who's participating is wearing. You can probably look this up. The school dress codes. It's prom season. A lot of people have been posting pictures of their daughters or, you know, cute sister or whatever it is. And I think the dresses, I don't know about you. The two of you went to the prom. I'm sure the two of you tried to dress attractively for your date. I don't remember when I remember one of the girls that was in my class got pregnant during my senior year at the prom. And it was a scandal. Now, somebody gets pregnant, it's no scandal. But is there something, how do we define, that was the old business about, remember with JonBenet Ramsey, both of you know that story, right?
Yeah.
The way she was dressed up as what, a 6-year-old? It was creepy.
Ugh.
And so a lot of these, because one of the things that this girl was discounted for, who's the one of the champion chess players, I think she's 12, 13 years old, is the way she is dressing. You can see her picture posted. There's no name attached to her, which is good. Face is not in the picture frame. But she's a very good chess player. But she also is, the clothing she's wearing is very suggestive for a 12-year-old.
She's
and
wearing,
to sexualize.
Which, have you seen the picture of what she's wearing, or are you just reading the article?
I'm looking at both, but I don't see. Well, go ahead, tell me what you're
thinking. Well, I was going to say, to me, what I see, and I don't see the top of the dress, so maybe it's crazy revealing, but she's wearing a dress that goes down to her knees.
Uh-huh.
It's just a striped dress that a little girl wears, and her shoulders are covered.
Yeah.
So I don't know where the story's going, but personally, I'm so tired of older men looking at someone's at a woman's outfit or a girl's outfit and saying, oh, this is sexually suggestive. Because you can't do, like, just because their legs are showing or their arms are showing or even if your upper chest is showing. I mean, it's not sexually suggestive unless you make it that way.
That isn't, but I think some of the stuff, when you go back to the JonBenet Ramsey stuff, that was pretty gross.
I do think it's weird when little girls are wearing full-on makeup, but and as someone who went to a school with a weird dress code where, you couldn't wear a spaghetti strap, or you couldn't, it was just very arbitrary things that are not sexual, but for some reason we've made them sexual, and it makes me so uncomfortable and unhappy.
This is so disgusting to me, because the guy who I guess, lodged the complaint described this little 12-year-old girl's dress as seductive and claimed that it was, quote, a temptation from a certain angle far away.
Yes, you're lying on the floor and trying to look up her dress.
Why are you looking at a 12-year-old girl and claiming that it's a temptation and that it's seductive? You are a sick pedophile. It's disgusting.
Ugh. Yeah, it is disgusting. All right, so food for thought. Also, what some people will be labeling disgusting tomorrow are the rallies in a lot of cities. Today's May Day, 1st of May. There is a celebration going on in Russia today, as there always is, on May Day to mark their independence. And marking May Day here today will be a lot of protests aimed at the president's policies on farm workers and immigrants. And so all those people and their allies will be wandering around in New York and Washington, especially Los Angeles. I don't see too much of it in the farm belt, though. I'm wondering whether there's going to be some more of that in the farm belt.
Because I never even knew May Day was a thing.
Not many farmers in New York. Say it again.
I've never even heard of May Day.
Really?
No.
May Day celebrations. May Day in this country mean, or May Day in Russia? What do you mean?
Anywhere. I never knew it was
really?
A thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
May Day was a big. May Day's a big day.
So is it only a Russian thing?
Well, it's the Russian independence, or founding of the country. I've forgotten whether it's the founding of the country or independence, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's a big holiday in May. It's like the 4th
of July. Yeah, have you ever heard
here.
Of like the Maypole where you
dance around
it?
Maypole.
I've heard of that.
So you do that on May Day.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, we better not leave Victoria in the dust. We better get to something that she knows something about. Food news now. Food news. Food news. Here's some evidence for those of you who are still drinking that crappy diet soda that you have enjoyed, but you drank it because you thought it was better for you. Not so much sugar in it, because the assumption is that diet means the beverage is better for you. New study has added to the evidence that is as big as Mount Everest that diet sodas are not good for you. Artificially sweetened soft drinks are not good for you. They are linked to increased risk of stroke and dementia. Ask any doctor you happen to see, and he'll tell you this stuff is just bad. The American Heart Association Stroke Journal, analyzing data about 3,000 adults over the age of 45, and the monitoring that takes place when they get into their 60s, they drink this garbage over 10 years, and the scientists found those who consumed one of these drinks per day, by the way, this is my sister, were 3 times more likely to be diagnosed with dementia or suffer a stroke, which is caused by blocked blood vessels.
And that's just from one can of soda, of diet
one
soda a day.
One can a day. My sister drinks 3 or 4 cans. You can go in her garage and see these big bags full of Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, whatever it is, there. Ugh.
I mean, and that's the thing.
How much more proof do you need to have on these things? My God.
And that's the thing. I've worked with people who, you know, love a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi or whatever during the day, but they never just have one. It's always a few throughout the day. So, that's scary.
All right, next. What happens to avocado lovers if we use our strength and power to tell NAFTA to take it to the shafta? The Trumpers are considering tariffs on Mexico, as you know. President doesn't really like NAFTA. He said we did get the shafta. So how could changes to Mexico imports affect our food prices? The avocado is the big deal here. And speaking of celebrations, by the way, today's May Day, but Friday is Cinco de Mayo Day.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready for your sinks to be demired. The U.S. is the largest avocado? Where the where did that come from? Is the largest avocado importer in the world. 90% of it comes from Mexico. And thanks to NAFTA giving us the shafta, avocados come into the country duty-free. So the American avocado farmers have been put out of business by the Mexicans. See, that's the side of the story nobody knows. We had huge avocado farms in California and, Nevada had some. I don't know. There are a lot of avocado farms on the West Coast. And they all got croaked when the avocados started coming in from Mexico because they harvest them cheaper. So they sell them cheaper. So avocados from America get the squash. And people buy the cheap ones from Mexico.
But even quote-unquote cheap ones from Mexico aren't cheap. Avocados are $2.50 per avocado.
Yeah.
At least that's what they are in New York. But.
And they're going to, according to the announcement here, avocados are going to be hit with an 11.2-cent per kilogram tariff. I don't know why they don't do this in pounds. Anyway, there's a lot of avocados that come from Mexico. And so this is like $32 million in taxes. I have no use for us not being on an open, like it not being on an even scale. So I don't care whether the avocados come, if they don't bring another avocado in from Mexico.
But if they're even more expensive, then...
Well, they're going to be more expensive to be on par with America's avocados then.
And no, I mean, I buy avocados from California whenever I can.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
they're not
I make
season
that choice.
All the time.
Yeah,
the other
right.
side of it is they're not always in season. So you're
right. So, like, from now through the rest of the summer, most of the avocados that are, like, at my local Whole Foods or whatever will be from California.
Right.
But the rest of the year when people eat – see, that's the thing. No one eats seasonally, really, the way that we should.
No.
So, because we have
exactly.
things like Mexico gives us
right.
tomatoes all year round.
And chili. Yeah. You get stuff year round, so you want to – have strawberries and raspberries and blueberries. I want to have them all year long. And I
right.
buy them supposedly fresh.
Citrus. I mean, look at that. We eat citrus all year long.
Yep. Only thing you can't get all year long are cherries, which I am sorry about because I think cherries are wonderful.
Hmm.
Great stuff.
I didn't know there was a season, really, for cherries.
Yes, there is. Isn't there a song about it? Cherry baby. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about how your body is doing in the blood department. There is congratulations in order for people who are smart enough to go to the well and get themselves involved in Super Beats. Say it again, Doug. Super Beats. Are you taking this powerful step every day toward helping keep your muscles strong, your body strong, your brain strong? There are lots of doctors who say lots of good things, including both doctors on this program, Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus, both extol the value and the virtue of drinking Super Beets. Super Beets, circulation superfood, one glass a day, gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vehicle. People look at me and say, hey, Doug, you look different. And I am looking a little bit different, I think, because the Super Beets I take every day before I work out helps to keep me. I've said this, I'm a proponent of this for men and women. You got to have muscle to keep yourself from falling apart as you get older. So if you're in your 40s and you haven't gotten on a good exercise program, you're going to start falling apart soon, pal. Get into that exercise program. Take Super Beets. Get the blood into your, not only does it go into your muscles and your brain and all through your body, but it gets into your bones, too. Your bones need to be healthy. So for better critical muscle and bone health, call 800-655-4183. Or you can order the Super Beets product online at DougLikesBeets.com. If you've never ordered, you get a one-month supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183. Or order them online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about...
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
When you hold me
in your arms so tight.
It's a new theme song for Chuck Curry. Chaka Ooga, Chaka Ooga.
Hooked
on a feeling. All right, so this is a moldy oldie for my rusty roundhouse of Wrinkle Records, but also happened to be the theme from Guardians of the Galaxy. So is that next one out this week, isn't it, Trucker?
It opens Thursday night at a theater near you, Doug.
Yeah, are you going to go see it Thursday night?
Yeah, I am.
Good. You're excited about it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to make a prediction. Baby Groot's going to steal a summer season.
Really?
Yeah.
That's that little, what kind of a creature?
He's like a little tree.
Oh. I thought there was. What's the name of the?
I thought this was a superhero He's voiced by Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Okay. So Vin Diesel.
And you know the reason I play that is because Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 actually opened overseas this weekend before it hits theaters in the U.S. on Thursday night.
How'd it do?
It did $101 million so far. I think on 37 territories, which is ahead of the first film. I actually sent an email to the White House. I don't think it's fair that these American movies are opening overseas first. This needs to be changed immediately.
I'm with you. Yes, what happened? That was the old tradition. Now they're changing, screwing it all up on us. Damn it.
Chuck's got bad, Doug. It depresses me.
It is very depressing. I'm with you, Chuck, on this one. All right, so we get movie news, the movie box office totals from the weekend, see what won where the others place in just a moment. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on DJV.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Golbon Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Golbon has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Golbon with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
All right, now 56 past the hour. Chucker, let's go through the list first of what did well over the weekend, and we'll delve into a few of them that seem to be strange and not known.
Yeah, somewhat strange weekend at the box office. For the fourth straight weekend, The Fate of the Furious, number one, $19.4 million, $192 million in 4 weeks of release, a little over $1 billion worldwide, which is very successful, to say the least, for an eighth entry in a franchise. Now, two and three were somewhat unusual. How to Be a Latin Lover, a new comedy with a mostly Hispanic cast. An actor named Eugenio Derbez is the star, also Selma Hayek. 89% of the audience, Doug, went to see this Hispanic, an Indian
but
import.
The others, but they're also, Selma Hayek's in it, and
she's
Kristen
really good.
Bell, and Rob
know,
Lowe, and Raquel
Welch.
Maybe
I'm not watching enough TV. Did you see a trailer to it? I didn't really
see
it.
Yeah, I saw a trailer to it in the movies. I didn't see a trailer on TV, but
I've seen it advertised on TV a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I wasn't watching.
Along with that Indian flick that's around that I didn't recognize. As a matter of fact, I think there were subtitles in the Indian flick. Where they?
Yeah, it's called Bahubali 2. I guess it's a sequel. It's an Indian import. Did $10.1 million on just 425 screens. This played extremely well both in New Jersey and Michigan, where they had
lots of
Indian audiences.
Yeah. There's a lot of
Indians. See the research I did? Pretty impressive.
There's a big bunch of Indians moved into a big apartment complex here in Framingham. So they probably went over to fill up the theater.
$10 million on 400 screens is pretty impressive. The Circle with Emma Watson and Tom Hanks, 9.3. Bad reviews hurt this movie. And The Baby Boss ran at the top five, $9 million, $148 million, 5 weeks of release. A big release Thursday, Guardians of the Galaxy.
People don't want Tom Hanks to be a bad guy, and he's a bad guy in this movie, basically. I think that's why I'm going to go see it. But I don't, I'm not eager to see Tom Hanks as a bad guy.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's why that's.
There could be something to that. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you. Gee whiz, I said something of value. My God, 59 past the hour.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.